Hello and welcome to the Unbundled Attorney Mastermind Podcast. My name is Dave Ahrens and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Unbundled Attorney. In this podcast, we interview many of our provider attorneys, as well as some of the leading experts in the industry to isolate the best practices for building internet-generated leads and how to ethically and effectively offer unbundled legal services and other more affordable options in your practice. For more information about our services, visit www.unbundledattorney.com. All right, welcome to the show, everyone. And I got to say, I am really excited for today's episode because today we're interviewing Artie Piernia, who's one of our provider attorneys in LA County. And to put it bluntly, Artie is killing it. I mean, it's been amazing to watch the growth that he has brought to his firm in literally just a handful of months. I mean, I think 6 months in from when we got started sending him leads, and he's been taking off like a rocket ship, bringing on three paralegals, three staff. So going from a solo practitioner to now three paralegals, three employees, and literally tens of thousands of dollars in revenue, largely due to the volume of leads that we've been sending him in LA County and some of the surrounding areas. And it's just been really exciting to watch. He has a very unique approach to the way he works with clients, very flexible, doesn't offer retainer fees in the traditional sense, offers primarily flat rates. And he really gets into exactly how he does it, you know, firmly believes the importance of learning how to sell yourself as an attorney and how to convey your unique value to your clients. So, you know, he gets into the numbers, he gets into the return on investment. He has a very unique and long-term view of what internet leads can mean to a practice. And he is living proof of the kind of revenues that you can see when you can really optimize your systems to fielding leads and converting them effectively. So let's get right into it. This interview with Artie Piernia, one of our provider attorneys in Los Angeles County. Artie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it.
So it's been, I guess we've been working together about 6 months. And what is the coverage area that you've been handling? It's just LA County, right? I mean, just LA County. It's the, I think, the biggest county in the U.S., I think, right?
It is. It's a large one. It feels like I'm handling three counties, but yeah, it's LA County.
LA County, and then do you do family law leads and immigration. Immigration's a little bit broader. Do you San Bernardino, Riverside, or what's the region that you've been fielding?
Immigration, we really can span the whole state. I mean, because it's federal law. So we just recently retained someone in Lake Arrowhead, even.
Hmm. Okay, cool. So maybe where we could start with is just you can maybe give just a little bit of a background on kind of how you got started, how long you've been, you know, working in the field, what kind of maybe something unique about your practice and why family law and immigration, and maybe just give everyone a little bit of field background on kind of how you got up and running as an attorney.
Sure. I graduated from Pepperdine Law School in 2012. And I've been working ever since. I first worked for two big firms for 2 years, actually, doing different kinds of torts, mass asbestos, personal injury, car accident, things like that. And I found that I wanted to start practicing in areas that I guess gave me more value in terms of feeling like I'm actually doing something really good for clients and feeling good about myself at the end of the day. And that's when I got linked up with Unbundled Attorney. It's our 6 month anniversary, and and I started with the family law leads. And you know, at 45 a lead, I found that they really, really began paying off when you stick to it. And so when immigration came around, I wanted to add another practice field to my firm, and I added that as well. And you know, to be honest, I started my firm on my own 2 years after being out of law school with just personal injury and just referrals through word of mouth. And ever since I added the family law and immigration, now I have a pretty legit boutique firm with three paralegals, three other employees, and three practice areas that is doing really well.
Awesome, awesome. And maybe you can give it's a pretty large coverage area. So roughly, you know, how many leads do you typically receive on maybe a weekly basis? And maybe you could share a little bit about kind of how things have been going for you from a overall conversion rate or something like that, so people get some context on how you've been doing so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, for example, I just got my invoice. For the last 2 weeks, I had a 56 lead between family law and immigration. And
wow.
It at 45 a lead for family law and 65 for immigration. You can imagine 50 leads, you know, it wasn't a cheap bill either. But the thing is that the value proposition is really high in this case, because the leads are so reasonably priced. And the way that I think about it is, I'm spending, you know, in that invoice was about $2,500 for 2 weeks. What did I do in this last 2 weeks through Unbundled? Well, I had one client sign up for what began as just a one-time appearance for him in a family law modification. I charged him $600 for that, just out the door for the day, for half the day, to come and represent him. And what happened is the case got continued. They had a few other things they wanted to do, and he ended up giving me another $1,000 down and $1,000 at the hearing for the last few weeks' work. And so basically, I paid for those 56 leads through that one client who I met for a one-time unbundled appearance. And it led through something that I'll probably be representing him for the next year. So as much as sometimes you get scared to get hit with an invoice of $2,000 or $3,000 or $1,500, as long as you keep on trucking there, it pays for itself and multiplies by multiple multiples. I mean, in the beginning, I the first 20 leads I got for family law, it was scary. I only signed one up, and I had spent almost $1,000, and I had only made $1,000. So I said, well, is this really worth it? But then I signed up the next five in a row at $1,500 to $2,500. And at that point, I had made almost 10 times my money. So the numbers are definitely there. And it's just the type of thing that you have to give it for the younger attorneys and the ones just starting out. You have to give it time. You can't take a small sample size of 10 or 20 leads and give up on it. You've got to hit 50 or 100, and you'll really see the value come back, as long as you know what you're doing and you have a good system.
Mm. Do you know roughly what your conversion rate is for family law and immigration, kind of just generally speaking? I mean, I know it takes some time sometimes for some clients to come in, but overall, is it 1 out of 10, 1 out of 5? I mean, how have you been doing? Do you know?
If you take out the leads that you know, they're not actually family law, or they made a mistake in what they're asking for and all that, it's about 1 to 3 for family law and 1 to 4 for immigration.
Wow, that's really awesome, Marty. That's really great.
Yeah.
Those are some really good numbers. So if you can start doing the math, I don't know what the average you know, client value is, but it's probably somewhere in the, you know, $2,000 range or something like that. So.
Well,
just in the last couple, yeah.
You know, Dave, I think what a lot of young lawyers do is they're just looking at balancing the sheet and in that month, and they're not looking at the big picture. For me, I knew that these clients are not only going to pay $1,500 or $2,000 for their small immigration adjustment of status or a modification in a family law case, but they're going to be a lifelong client when they see that we went out of our way to help them in a time of need where they had nowhere to turn, where they went to other attorneys and they're asking for $5,000, $10,000. You really build a bond and a relationship with these people. And if you take time to nurture and foster that, they become your friend. I send them texts every now and then. They'll send me texts, hey, I'm in a band, come to my show. And it turned out that my first client ever, actually, for family law, we kept in touch, and I do personal injury, and that's the forte really of my firm, and he referred me a very, very big personal injury case a few weeks ago. So the money that we'll make probably from that personal injury case in the future will probably pay for the family law leads for the entire calendar year. So these things, right. You know, it's just building your client base, building the clientele. Even the leads you don't sign up, those are valuable, because if you leave a good impression for them and on them, they'll store your number and they'll call you in the future.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And as you kind of, as you mentioned, as they start taking more leads, you really start kind of dialing in the systems that for fielding leads. You know, a lot of, a lot of newer attorneys to take working lead generation may not realize that working leads is a different business model as far as the strategies we use. I mean, that's one of the things reasons we're doing this podcast, is to kind of help people understand that working leads is a little bit different than people just referring clients to your office that, you know, represented their friends, family, and neighbors. I mean, by the time they referred to you, they're 80% of the way in the door and pretty much ready to hire you. So whereas, you know, with lead generation, the clients don't know who you are yet. You know, they have some credibility from our brand, knowing who we are, but they haven't met you before. And so the strategy as far as, you know, building more trust, building the relationship up front, getting started working with them, getting them comfortable, getting them in the office, you know, and taking time more on the front end to make sure they feel comfortable is a very different approach. So that's, you know, maybe that's something, you know, once we kind of dive into more, maybe this is a good kind of segue to kind of dive into more the strategy that makes a difference. But it seems like you've kind of discovered the same too, that it just takes time to really dial in those systems when it comes to fielding leads, hey?
Yeah, you know, this is when you're an attorney and you own your own firm and you're the one who's bringing the clients in, you're a salesman. And more than ever with the lead generation in the last few years and the saturation of lawyers, you're not a commodity. You've got to sell yourself, and you've got to make yourself you've got to show the value that you're going to bring to these clients. And you've really got to be a hustler, in the sense that when you're talking to the client, you can pick up on the things that it's important to them, and then you start to play on those things in the conversation. You pick up whether they can afford $500 down or they can afford $2,000 down. You pick up on where do they live, what's their life experiences. These things all matter in crafting the sale, and that's why you can't just expect to give them a call and say, hey, when you come into the office, to say, you've got to take your time. How are you doing? How's your day? How are you feeling? I'm so sorry you're going through this. Build a small relationship. Build some rapport for 5 minutes. And then when you get into the numbers or when you're meeting them, I don't give them a choice as much. And that's really the main part of my system. I almost say it like it's a foregone conclusion after I build the rapport. I say, so when's good for you next week to come in? I have Tuesday open. And they don't even think twice. And that's, it's got to be smooth. It can't be mechanical. It can't be assumed.
Okay. Yeah. So why don't we start from, you know, just kind of run through the process from when the lead comes in. Maybe we could just start there. Do you call all the leads yourself? And if so, what's the notification tool you're using? Are you getting the text messages and then you respond to the text from your phone, or do you get the email and then respond accordingly?
Yeah.
And then what's that initial contact look like?
Yeah, you know, this is actually an interesting development since last time I was on with you in the webinar. In the beginning, I did all the calls myself, and our conversions were 1-2, 1-3 steady. Then when I started hiring a staff, which unbundled is really the reason for it at this point, the expansion, I had my lead paralegal for immigration and lead paralegal for family law making the calls. And I found that the closing rate dropping to 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5. And what I realized is, if your paralegals or your staff are the ones who are going to make that initial call, you have to make sure they're invested, in a sense that they really, really care. And they're not just making a cold call and they're like, hey, you know, do you want to sign up? We heard you needed help. And if they don't, okay, sorry, thanks, bye. That's not going to work, and it's not going to fly with these clients. They need to feel like they're talking to the lawyer. And so I do every single call to every client. Once I get the lead, I call them. I just got one right now, actually, for immigration. I just call them within an hour.
While we were on the podcast?
3:57 p.m. and 4:23 p.m. Anyway, so I got to go pretty soon. But anyway, you know, you've got to you make contact within the hour. And I can't tell you how many of them say, the first thing they say is, oh my gosh, you called me so quickly, or oh my God, I can't believe it's a lawyer. They get so excited to know that you're making that touching base. Now, the other thing is, a lot of times I don't have time to make that 5-10 minute sale, and I don't like to do it rushed or when I'm doing something else. So sometimes I'll even call them and say, just wanted to let you know we got your inquiry, and we're going to be following up with you in the next few hours, and they'll wait for your call. So That's the most important thing, is to make that contact within an hour, because I'll tell you, I've lost dozens of unbundled clients to whether the lead comes in on the weekend and I'm out of town, or it's a buddy's birthday and I was out of town, I didn't, my phone had died, my mailbox was full. If those things happen, I've lost many clients and many good cases. So it's that initial touching base with the client is very important within the hour, and I always do it myself because this is my business. I'm the one paying for the lead. I'm the one that cares most about making the money. And I just frankly don't trust anyone else to do as good of a job as I can, in the sense of not only caring, but in following the system. Now, diving deeper into the system, what I do is I make sure that they know that we're giving them. So the national average, I tell them that we're way below that. And not only that, it's the state, California state average. We're way below that in what we're charging them. And I tell them also that we're doing this to give back to the community, which is the truth. We enjoy helping people who are of low income and don't know where to turn. And they really, really appreciate that, with that. They connect with you. And it's at that point that I always give them two options. I say, would you prefer to meet in the office face-to-face, or do you want to take care of everything electronically? And, I found that this is about 70% want to see you face-to-face, 30% don't mind doing it electronically. What do? I text them my Wells Fargo attorney client trust account number. I tell them, go to any Wells Fargo in the country. You deposit your retainer, and I'll give you the account number and the name of the firm. And then we'll correspond through email and text. And if we need to appear, we meet at the courthouse. If we don't need to appear, we take care of everything that way. And otherwise, when they come in, we make sure to, give them the same quality time we'd give a full price paying client. And once they're in the door, my conversion rate once they walk into the firm is 90%.
Wow, that's really solid as far as, you know, the amount of folks that are coming in and are pulling the trigger. And we can talk more about, you know, why that is, as far as, you know, the types of options you offer, because I know you do very, very creative types of approaches. But maybe what in your mind, you know, you've been doing this for 6 months and take a very high volume of leads. You know, what mistakes have you made in the past that maybe you've corrected, or what is it that you feel is the characteristics or the things that really lead to that level of conversion rate when they come in the office?
Well, you know, Dave, what I've realized is when they come into the office, these are not the most sophisticated clients. These are not the wealthiest clients. These are clients that have probably never encountered a lawyer or been to a lawyer's office. So what I realized is when they come in, it's a really special moment for them. It's a big deal. I mean, I can't tell you how many of them are nervous in the beginning, as if they're on a first date. And so if you make them feel comfortable in your office, and if it does feel like a big deal for them, and you make them realize it is a big deal, that they're, you know, for me, I'm telling them, look, you're in a Beverly Hills law firm, and you're going to get Beverly Hills law firm service, and you're going to have postage and things sent out on your behalf from a Beverly Hills address, at, you know, a 60 to 80% reduction of what it normally would cost. It's a no brainer for them. And that's I know not every attorney in unbundled is in Beverly Hills or whatever, but the point is that as long as you have that presentation, and you make them feel like they're getting such good value for their money, there's really no reason that they're not going to sign up right then and there, unless they actually literally just don't have the money on them or don't have money at all.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more. We'll kind of dive into the family law a little bit, and then you've been taking the immigration leads for some time now. So I definitely want to get to that before we run out of time. So, but real briefly, maybe you could touch on the types of unbundled options you offer and how you have been able to kind of adjust or adapt the types of options that you offer based upon the person's legal needs and also their financial considerations, and maybe talk briefly about, you know, what those rates are, or what the types of options are, and you know, the payment plans or whatever you've put together or found to be most effective.
Yeah, you know, what I do is I don't use retainers in the sense that I ask them to give me money and bill them hourly. when they come in, I have them give us, I do a quick intake. I get a feel for the case and what they need. And I give them a ballpark, which I tell them is plus or minus $500. So I do this for two reasons. One, as I said, these clients are not the most sophisticated in the sense that the concept of a retainer makes them very nervous. I mean, even me, I wasn't a lawyer and I went to see a lawyer, I'd be hesitant to say, hey, here's $5,000 and send me the bill every month and hopefully you get my things done. I just don't like that system, and I understand why people don't trust it and like it. So what I do is I say, hey, it's in family law, for example, if someone wants to do a modification of a custody award, and it's what it takes is about an hour's worth of filling out forms, an hour or two of making a declaration that's tailored to that specific client, and then about half a day's appearance at a courthouse. Now, I can't tell the attorneys in our group, you know, what is worth it to them. But for me, $1,500 or more is definitely worth it for all that work. I mean, I look at it as 4 or 5 hours of manpower, making $1,500 or more. You're making $300 an hour. You're getting cash, really, from all these clients. And for me, that's worth it. So what I tell them is, look, this is something that would cost normally $3,000 to $5,000. What I can do is try to keep it at $1,500 to $2,000, give or take a couple $100, and not including costs. And the other thing that I do is I tell them you don't need to pay it up all up front. And this is really where the analysis of the person comes in. I get a feel for what I think they can afford, and I go as low as I need to. I've only maybe a handful of times gone under $500, but I like to get $1,000 down, but I'll go between $500 to $1,000 just to get them in the door. Once they're invested, once they put their money where their mouth is, they're going to be your clients, and they're going to see it through with you as long as you know what you're doing and you're doing a good job. So that's kind of the system. We get them in the door. We show them a good presentation. They put down $500 to $1,000. We do a good job for them. At the date of the hearing, they come with the rest of the money. And it's just been really fluid in that way.
And then, okay, great. And so, and this is something kind of a theme of, you know, all the, you know, past episodes we've done and the lawyers that seem to be doing the best is that, you know, a lot of attorneys, you know, that aren't familiar with unbundled legal services might go, wow, $500, you know, that's nothing, you know, like how could you do anything for that person for that kind of money? But, you know, that's again how this differs, you know, not only in what we're trying to do as far as, you know, helping people and giving them something they can afford and move forward with, but also that it's a lead and it's an opportunity to get the person started at a rate that's low touch. That's something that's not too much of a hurdle to come up with, and something that that's a target they can see and hit right off the bat. And so that gives them an opportunity to not only meet you and get to know you, but also once they start working with you, then they kind of pay as you go. And then a lot of clients, you know, they transition to full representation. You get more people that are, you know, are building up the funnel, the amount of clients that are working with you that are going to refer you business. So it's really what you can get them started working with you, because then once they've invested, then they're really going to, you know, stick it out from there.
Yeah. Dave, you know, this is maybe my biggest thing that I'm most adamant about, and I talk to lawyers about it all the time. I mean, I've talked to probably half a dozen unbundled attorneys who'll call me personally, and I definitely I encourage you to give my number to anyone that wants to talk to me one-on-one for any advice as well, which I've done, you know, for about half a dozen of these attorneys. And every single one I'll tell them, and I tell everyone just in general that talks to me about this, I don't know who we think we are that $500 is not a lot of money, but we, you know, if you're using unbundled attorney to build up your practice, we have no right to think of ourselves in that high of a manner. What I think to myself is if someone's giving me $500 and planning to give me another $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 for work that takes a few hours and for a lead that cost me $45, there is no bigger value I've seen in 4 years in the legal field than what we do here at Unbundled. I mean, I'm paying $45 for a family law lead, which in the month of February made me $2,000. That's 50 times my money almost. It doesn't exist. And then when you start compounding it, and in the month of February, I had four clients, that's $8,000 when I spent two. And then when you start adding in the side cases that they refer you, I mean, it's just endless, the opportunities, the possibilities. And so concept of, oh, 500 is not enough, 1,000 is not enough, it's just thinking too short time. It's just thinking too month to month. That's not what we're doing here. If you went to law school, you went, a part of you wants to make a lot of money and be very successful. And if in the beginning you're already just trying to expect $10,000 retainer clients to walk in the door, you're not going to go anywhere.
Right. Yeah. And we have definitely had a big shift in the marketplace where we went from maybe a third of clients representing themselves, you know, 10 years ago to 2/3 representing himself. And so, you know, it's pretty clear, especially since 2008, that, you know, the big $10,000 clients are an anomaly, if anything, and, you know, are swallowed up by a lot of large firms. And so the adaptation is necessary. And this is really what this is all about, is empowering attorneys such as yourself and everyone else to start rethinking the ways in which they can start offering these options so that it can fit people's budget, they can pay as they go, they can do unbundled options, they can do some of the work on their own, so the folks can get through the process in a way that's going to, you know, make it so they don't make mistakes and can actually succeed, you know, and have a competent attorney walking them through it.
Sure.
So maybe you could just talk about the differences between the immigration leads versus a family law lead. I know you've had kind of adapt some different strategies to work with them because it's different kinds of cases. It's maybe a different, slightly different kind of person, but also just the time factors aren't the same. You don't have the same level of urgency, and so the approach has to be a little different. So maybe you could just kind of talk, you know, maybe generally at first how you've kind of adapted and how they're different.
Yeah, you know, I find the immigration to be a bit of a tougher sell than family law, and there's different factors that go into it. It has nothing to do with the quality of the lead. The quality of the lead is just as good as family. But A, these clients are 90% foreign, and there's a huge language barrier. It's sometimes difficult to even understand what they're saying. They don't understand what we're saying. Two, they're desperate even more so than family law. In family law, I mean, people are desperate when it comes to it. They're losing their spouse or their child. But when you're about to get thrown out of a country, or there's risk of deportation, or your loved one is about to get sent away, or they need to be able to work, I mean, these people are very desperate. And so what I've found is that that also makes them that much more skeptical and nervous. And so you really, really have to be patient with them. You've got to have a lot of follow-up. A lot of them are calling you from foreign countries, so the timing is off. I mean, I had this one client who we played phone tag for a week, and then finally he emailed me. He said, listen, I'm in Beirut. I have an 8-hour difference, 9-hour difference. You need to call me at this time. So it just takes a lot more maintenance. But on the flip side, there's the value is there as well, because in family law, there's a lot more work to put in. There's no hearings in immigration law for the most part. I mean, to this point, I haven't done one hearing and haven't needed to. Otherwise, it's all transactional. And if you have a great paralegal or law clerk that you can train to dot the I's, cross the T's, check the boxes, you can really make almost 10 to 15 times your money on the lead. Now, our first four clients, I have the list here actually. This is out of 40 leads. We signed up at $3,500, $1,800, $2,750, and $1,900. So as you can see, you know, we spent about $3,000 for the lead generation, and we made back almost $10,000. And the other thing is, three of these were adjustment of status, which is just filling out almost 20 pages of documents and just thoroughly going through them and then mailing it in and waiting for it to come through. These clients right. paid in full up front, and it took maybe an hour or 2 hours each one. So it's harder to lock them in. It's harder to get them signed up. Sometimes they're far. You have to do everything electronically. They're nervous about that. But the value is definitely there if you put in the work in terms of the hour to money ratio.
And has there been some strategies or anything specific that you've learned in fielding the immigration leads as you've kind of adapted over the last few months or however long it's been that is different than family law that's very specific to this as far as either, you know, how you approach the call, the follow-up systems you've had to develop, or any systems within your business that to make that more of a conducive process?
Yeah, well, number one, if the retainer wasn't a good concept for family law, just completely throw it out the window for immigration. It's not going to happen. These people are so skeptical that you're even a real person. They are not going to just give you money and hope this works out. They want a guarantee. They want to know that you know what you're doing and that they have a good chance, at least, of becoming a citizen. Now, obviously, we can't guarantee it for anyone, and we don't, but you've really got to make them feel comfortable that for this amount of money, they can do what needs to be done. So that's number one. I really encourage anyone using the immigration leads, do not use the retainer method. It's not going to work with these people. Number two,
can you clarify that? We'll come to number two. I don't want to get too far off track,
sure.
But the retainer method, meaning that you start with something small or something specific.
This entire call, when I refer to a retainer, I mean someone putting down a certain amount of money and expecting you to bill them hourly. That system does not work for me. I don't use it at all. And what this entire conversation, when I'm talking about family law and I gave that system that I used, that's what I meant. But for immigration, I mean it even more. If you expect someone in these immigration leads to give you $3,000 and bill you, and you're going to bill them, it's not going to happen. They want to know, how much does it cost for me to adjust my status? How much does it cost for me to get a work visa? How much does it cost for me to get a green card? And so you've got to really know your numbers and know what it costs you. The way I do it is, I have a fantastic paralegal. I mean, the guy is a godsend. He's one of the best I've ever seen. And he has a menu almost. He says work visa, $750. Green card, $1,250. Adjustment of status, $650. And this is what it'll cost him to do all the paperwork for me. And so all I need to know is how much do I want to make on top of what I'm paying the paralegal? And that's the way that I can do this non-retainer method. And really monetize. So, you know, we had one client who I paid him $750 to do all the paperwork, and I charged them $2,750. So right there, you're making $2,000, and you're really just making a sale over the call. And that's the beauty of where we are in terms of technology, I think, and the 21st century. We can be middlemen because unbundled, the leads are so good that the hard part is being the salesman, is converting them. Finding a way to monetize on them is easy. All you need is to have someone be able to do the work, or if you want to do it yourself, do it yourself. But I recommend for the attorneys in the system to start finding a paralegal. It's paramount to being successful, because if they can do the paperwork, you have the time to follow up. You have the time to make the calls. And that was going to be my second point, which is a lot of people – they're worried to take on that extra expense. In the beginning, it was, oh my God, I'm going to spend money on leads and marketing. That's a heavy expense. And it takes a while for someone to bite the bullet and put down another $2,000 or $3,000 a month for a paralegal. But I tell you, ever since I did that, it took my business to another level because I had more time to get more clients. I had time to talk to you and Graham about the immigration leads and how's it working, how's it not working. This is what the business owner is supposed to do. We're not supposed to be there filling out an FL 310.
Right. Or at least it shouldn't be taking up the majority of your time. I mean, that's where you're, especially with lead generation programs, that's where you're focusing your time is making those contacts, you know, really shortly after that lead comes in, being available to do that, being available to conversate, being available to share the vision about what it is that you do, how you're different, talking about, I mean, that's like, it's almost like it is a CEO role. You know, like you
exactly.
are the vision and
exactly.
the idea behind and conveying who you are and what you're doing. Right. How do you build that trust when you have someone that's so skeptical?
It's interesting, actually, now that you ask me. With immigration clients, you unfortunately need to play to their despotism a little bit because you tell them that, look, you give them the same presentation and the same nurturing feeling and all that. But at the end, I almost act as if I really don't care what they do. I tell them, look, so, this is what we can offer you. This is how much it's going to cost. And it's up to you. If you want to get started, we need 1,000 down. And if you don't, I wish you good luck. But I can tell you that I guarantee you won't find a better price than what we're offering you. And it's the truth. And when you're that straightforward with them, especially foreign people, they're more straightforward and to the point. They don't like games. They don't need that nice guy. They want to know it's going to get done. They appreciate it, and then they usually jump on it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, Artie, I really want to thank you for taking the time to jump on the show and kind of share how things have been going for you. We're certainly going to keep doing what we do to keep bringing as many of the folks we can, but I really appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing in LA and the surrounding areas for these clients. We're getting some great feedback, so I just want to tell you that I appreciate everything you're doing for the folks we're sending you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. You've taken my practice to another level, and I want more. We want more practice areas, Dave.
Okay, Artie. Have a good rest of your day, and thanks. And for everyone else that's listening to the show, thanks for listening in. We'll see you on the next episode.
For more information about how our lead generation services can help you grow your practice, visit our website at www.unbundledattorney.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to subscribe so you get each new episode as soon as it's available, and leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. Once again, thanks for listening.